Little Girls Wiser Than Men by Leo Tolstoy. It was an early Easter. Sledging was only just over. Snow still lay in the yards and water ran in streams down the village street. Two little girls from different houses happened to meet in a lane between the two homes, where the dirty water after running through the farmyards had formed a large puddle. One girl was very small, the other a little bigger. Their mothers had dressed them both in new frocks. The little one wore a blue frock, the other a yellow print. And both had red hats on their heads. They'd just come from church when they met, and first they showed each other their finery, and then they began to play. Soon the fancy took them to splash about in the water, and the smaller one was going to step into the puddle, shoes and all, when the elder checked her. "Don't go in so, Malasha," said she. "Your mother will scold you. I will take off my shoes and stockings, and you take off yours." They did so, and then, picking up their skirts, began walking towards each other through the puddle. The water came up to Malasha's ankles, and she said, "It's deep, Akula, I'm afraid." "Come on," replied the older, "don't be frightened, it won't get any deeper." When they got near one another, Akula said, "Mind, Malasha, don't splash, walk carefully." She'd hardly said this when Malasha plumped down her foot so that the water splashed right onto Akula's frock. The frock was splashed and so were Akula's eyes and nose. When she saw the stains on her frock, she was angry and ran after Malasha to strike her. Malasha was frightened, and seeing that she had got herself into trouble, she scrambled out of the puddle and prepared to run home. Just when Akula's mothers happened to be passing and seeing that her daughter's skirt was splashed and her sleeves dirty, she said, "You naughty, dirty girl, what have you been doing?" "Malasha did it on purpose," replied the girl. At this, Akula's mother seized Malasha and struck her on the back of her neck. Malasha began...